Welcome to this space of profound rest. This is your Calm Labor Foundation. Take a few moments now to prepare your environment. This is a time for you to be selfish in the very best way. To draw a circle around yourself. To create a boundary that says, for the next while, I am unavailable to the world. I am only available to myself and to my baby. Adjust your position until you feel completely supported. Perhaps you are lying on your side with a pillow between your knees. Perhaps you are semi-reclined, supported by soft cushions. Let your body be heavy. Let the surface beneath you rise up to meet you, holding your weight so you don't have to hold it yourself. If you haven't already, allow your eyelids to softly close. And as they close, imagine you are closing the curtains on the day. Closing the curtains on your to-do list. Closing the curtains on the opinions of others. Turning your gaze inward. Into the warm, dark, quiet sanctuary of your own inner world. Let's begin with the breath. The breath is your remote control for relaxation. But we are not going to force it. We are just going to observe it. Notice the air entering your nose. Cool. Fresh. And notice the air leaving your mouth or nose. Warmer. Softer. I invite you now to visualize a feather floating in the air, right in front of your lips. Your goal is to keep that feather floating. To do that, your exhale must be long, steady, and incredibly gentle. Let's try it together. Inhale deeply through your nose, filling the bottom of your lungs. And now exhale. Very slowly. Keeping that feather afloat. Blowing gently. Smoothly. For as long as feels comfortable. And again. Inhale calm. Exhale tension, slow, long, soft. Notice what happens to your body when you breathe this way. It is physically impossible to be anxious when you are breathing slowly. Your nervous system gets the message, we are safe. There is no tiger. There is only this moment. Now, let's send that wave of relaxation through every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your head. Imagine a warm, golden oil is being poured gently onto the crown of your head. It is heavy, warm, and soothing. Feel it coating your scalp, smoothing out the skin of your forehead, letting go of any frown lines, letting the space between your eyebrows widen and soften. Let that warmth trickle down over your eyes. Let your eyes sink deep into their sockets, turning off the visual center of your brain. Even the tiny muscles around the corners of your eyes, let them go. Now, focus on your jaw. We hold so much unspoken tension here. Unclamp your teeth. Create a little space between your upper and lower teeth. Let your tongue fall away from the roof of your mouth. Let your jaw hang heavy and loose. There is a connection between your jaw and your pelvis. A soft mouth means a soft pelvis. So let your mouth be soft. Feel the relaxation flowing down your neck. The back of your neck lengthening. And into your shoulders. If you are holding your shoulders up near your ears, drop them now. Drop them 1 inch. Drop them another inch. Imagine heavy weights gently resting on your shoulders, pulling them down towards the earth. Down through your arms. Past your elbows. Into your wrists. And into your hands. Imagine your hands are open blossoms. Soft. Passive. Doing nothing. Just resting. Now bring your awareness to your chest and your heart center. Feel your chest rising and falling gently with that slow rhythm. Imagine your heart rate slowing down, beating with a rhythm of calm confidence. Let the relaxation move down into your belly. Your baby's home. Let your abdominal muscles soften completely. Imagine stroking your belly with your mind, telling your baby, "We are relaxing now. We are safe." Down into your hips and pelvis. Feel your hips widening, melting into the surface beneath you. Let go of the glutes. Let go of the deep pelvic muscles. Imagine everything opening up, spacious and free. Down through your thighs. Your knees. Your calves. Your ankles. Right down to the tips of your toes. Your whole body feels heavy, warm, and wonderfully loose. Like a rag doll. Perfectly at peace. Now that your body is relaxed, let's relax your mind even deeper. Imagine you are standing at the top of a beautiful, gentle grassy slope. It is a perfect day. The sky is a brilliant, comforting blue. The air smells of lavender and fresh earth. There is a path winding down the slope. In a moment, I will count down from 10 to 1. With each number, imagine taking a slow, easy step down this path. And with each step, feel yourself doubling your relaxation. Going deeper into yourself. 10. Taking that first step. Feeling the soft grass beneath your feet. 9. Feeling the sun warming your shoulders. Letting go. 8. Breathing in that fresh, clean air. Sinking deeper. 7. Drifting down. No rush. Nowhere to be. 6. Halfway down now. feeling a profound sense of trust building in your body. 5. Deeper still. 4. Your mind is as clear and still as a mountain lake. 3. So heavy, so comfortable. 2. Almost there. 1. You have reached the bottom of the slope. You are in a place of total tranquility. In this state of deep relaxation, your mind is open to learning new truths. I want to talk to you about the wisdom of your body. For generations, we have been told stories about birth that focus on pain. But today, we write a new story. A story based on how your body is actually designed. Your uterus is a muscle, just like your bicep, just like your heart. It is made of incredible layers. There are muscles that run vertically, up and down, and muscles that run in circles around the bottom. When you are afraid or tense, your body releases adrenaline. Adrenaline tells the circular muscles at the bottom to tighten up, to close the door. This is a safety mechanism from ancient times. If there was danger, the body would stop labor so the mother could run to safety. But you are safe. You do not need to run. So we need to switch off that adrenaline. We do that with the slow breath we practiced. We do that by relaxing the jaw and the hands. When you are calm, when you feel safe, your body releases oxytocin. Oxytocin is magical. It softens the circular muscles. It tells them to relax, to open, to yield. This allows the vertical muscles to gently draw up, drawing up the cervix, opening the path for your baby. It is a harmonious dance. One set of muscles draws up. The other set lets go. This is not pain. This is effort. This is power. This is function. Just like an athlete working their muscles, the sensation is strong, but it is positive. It is a sensation of opening. I want you to hold an image in your mind now. You are near the ocean again. But this time, I want you to imagine you are floating in the water. The water is warm, supporting your entire body. The sky above is vast and endless. You feel a swell in the water. A wave is building. This wave represents a surge of labor. As the wave approaches, notice your reaction. If you were to stiffen up, to fight the water, the wave would knock you around. But you know the secret. You know how to float. As the wave rises, you let your body go completely limp. You surrender to the lift. You breathe in. And as the wave peaks, you breathe out, long and slow. You ride the top of the wave. You are higher than the wave. You are the master of the wave. And then, just as surely as it rose, the wave begins to fade. It rolls away towards the shore, leaving you bobbing gently in the calm water once again. Between the waves, there is peace. There is rest. You can close your eyes. You can smile. You can chat to your birth partner. You can drink some water. You reset your calm baseline completely. You might notice another wave building in the distance. And instead of fear, you feel a sense of readiness. Here comes another one, you think. Here comes another step closer to my baby. I can do this. I am doing this. Every surge is effective. Every sensation is your body thinning and opening. Imagine a turtleneck sweater being pulled over a head. It stretches. It thins. It slides back. That is exactly what your body is doing. Gently. Naturally. Safely. Let these concepts sink deep into your subconscious mind. You don't need to try to remember them. Your inner mind will hold them for you. Listen to these affirmations. Repeat them silently if you wish. Or just let them wash over you like the warm sun. My baby knows when to be born. My body knows how to birth. I breathe in confidence, I breathe out fear. Each surge brings my baby closer. I am soft. I am open. I am safe. I trust the process of birth. I can handle anything that comes my way, one breath at a time. My body is working perfectly. I surrender to the waves. I am strong enough to be soft. Imagine yourself now, in your future birthing space. See yourself there. Notice how calm you look. Your movements are slow. Your breathing is deep. People around you are speaking in whispers, respecting your bubble. You feel a sensation begin. And instantly, automatically, your shoulders drop. Your jaw softens. You begin that long, slow exhale. You are rocking gently, moving with the rhythm of your body. You look powerful. You look ancient. You look like a mother. This capability is already inside you. It is not something you need to buy. It is not something you need to learn from a book. It is your birthright. You are tapping into the wisdom of every woman who has ever birthed before you. They are all there, cheering you on, whispering, "You can do this." You have done wonderful work today. By simply listening, you have laid the foundation for a calm birth. You have taught your nervous system a new way to respond. Every time you listen to this, that pathway gets stronger. Like a path through a forest becoming clearer and wider the more you walk it. Now, it is time to gently return to your day, bringing this sense of peace with you. I will count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you will be fully alert, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. 1. Feel the physical sensations of your body returning. The weight of your limbs. The temperature of the room. 2. Taking a deep, energizing breath in. Filling your lungs with fresh energy. 3. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. Perhaps stretching your arms overhead. 4. Feeling your mind clearing. Sharp. Alert. Ready for whatever the rest of the day holds. And 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back.